Now I'm joined by Councillor John Lyons, People Before Profit, to talk about their recently lodged Bus Connects submission to the government. A very good morning to you, John, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, very well. How are you doing?
Great, good today.
First of all, John, hundreds of thousands of people are up in arms about this whole Bus Connects thing. As it is, the current plan will discommode almost everyone who needs to use bus transport, and it wasn't thought out properly. And that's according to the general public now. But what's your view in relation to the original plan?
Well, there has been, as you say, there has been a lot of disquiet amongst the general public. And that's been reflected in the huge numbers of people who've attended a lot of community meetings over the last 2 months across the city and the county of Dublin in relation to the NTA, the National Transport Authority's new plan called Bus Connects, which does seek to radically overhaul and redesign the entire bus network. So I know myself, as a local councillor and others, have organised some of these meetings because we found that the information that was available wasn't getting out far enough into the general public, but also the information itself, the Bus Connects proposals, is rather worrying, albeit that there are some positive elements in it. There are some huge concerns that many of us have, and which when in discussions with people, they too themselves have concerns over. So if we were to start, I think the big thing that people, like people generally, when change is proposed, you know, people can be a bit wary, but I think most people are reasonable, and if they see the advantages and there's going to be benefits to the change, most people will swing in behind us. But with this, Johnny, it looks as if it's a poorly thought out plan that could, as you say, rightly discommode and disadvantage a lot of people across the city of Dublin.
Right, okay. The NTA has said it has received over 20,000 submissions from the public to date, and the CEO of the NTA says the original plan to implement Bus Connects has now been delayed until 2020 as a result. So tell us, what's within your submission to the NTA, National Transport Authority, and how does it compare to the initial Bus Connects plan?
Yeah, see, again, I think what we need to make clear to the listeners is that since 2009, Dublin Bus, which is the biggest, the largest transport, public transport provider in the entire state, it carried 139 million passengers last year, far outstripping any other mode of transport, accounting for nearly 70% of all the passenger journeys that Dubliners took last year. And when we compare that with the Lewis, which I think carries about 18% of all those journeys, Dublin Bus does an incredible job. The drivers do an amazing job. And any issues that we have with the bus service currently in Dublin are really, if we think about it, they're actually due to the lack of proper funding of it, which has seen I think it's still now, Johnny, incredibly, since 2009, and there's been a series, unfortunately, of cuts by a number of governments in a row, successive governments, which has seen, still now, a decade later, Dublin Bus working with a fleet that's still about 120 buses less than what it was in 2009. And the funding itself, which back in 2008, at the time of the bank bailout, was at 87 million. That was the public service obligation funding, which was at the time internationally one of the lowest public subventions for transport in Europe. But incredibly, it's only at 47 million as of last year. So these would be the major concerns I think people would have when they talk about the fact that the fares have gone up and some of the frequency of some of the buses isn't what it used to be. And Bus Connects doesn't really address those issues. What it looks to do, I think, is move people's attention away from the funding insufficiencies and to talk about how if we radically redesign the bus network, that somehow this will work to everyone's advantage while at the same time not committing, I believe, and I made it in my submission, not committing sufficient funds to ensure that we get the bus fleet back to where it was 10 years ago and that we actually bring the funding of Dublin Bus back up to at least where it was 10 years ago. And my fear is, and I think many people fear, is that there's a lurking privatisation plan behind this Bus Connects proposal. And they've already this year, as we know, the National Transport Authority, one of its remits is to introduce market competition or competitive tension, as Anne Graham would call it, into the bus, into the transport network. They've already privatise 10% of the routes that Dublin Bus once operated and are open to further privatisation down the line. So some of us fear that the Bus Connect plan may be about radically redesigning the bus network so as to make it more commercially viable for private interest to come on board in the years ahead. So my submission has called for, well, specifically in relation to a number of the routes in the area. I think it's hugely important because these communities, young and old alike, use the buses. Pensioners use them, students use them, young people with children in buggies use them, people with restricted mobilities use the bus. As we know, it's the biggest provider of public transport in the state. So what we've called for is the retention of all the existing bus routes and services. So to keep the existing network as is, to add in the orbital routes that they have included in the Bus Connect proposal, and which we welcome, which would mean that people can move east-west of the city without having to go into the city centre, makes complete sense. And as a Dublin bus driver said at a recent meeting I had in Artane, he goes, we've been calling for that for over 30 years, the introduction of more orbital routes rather than every single bus coming into the city centre and then back out to another part of the city. So that we most certainly welcome, and we've called for those orbital routes to be added to the existing network. And alongside that, Johnny, we want to see the funding brought up to where it was at a minimum 10 years ago. And we want to see, as a consequence of that, the bus fleet back up to where it was 10 years ago and aiming towards, in 3 years' time, a bus fleet of 1,500 currently. We're at just under 1,200 at the moment. So that's the clear submission that I've made on behalf of People for Profit in this area, and reflecting some of the views not only of my constituents, but of some of the people who have really engaged within my party on this issue, including myself. We've studied it. We've organised meetings. We've consulted with our constituents. We've helped, I think, to kind of inform the public, because the NTA itself and the people responsible for the Bus Connect proposals had a very, I would say, inefficient and, you know, it was lacking their public consultation. They had a number of stalls in shopping centres and hotels and the like, where they had a couple of people with some of the brochures available and the maps, which were hard to read for some people. So we, I think, People for Profit and others have helped to, I think, bring about a better consultation on the proposals, which I think has helped in reaching that number of over 20,000 submissions being made on the proposals themselves, which we would hope, when the NTA managed to get through them all and hopefully can seriously consider them all and the proposals within them, we will see a radically different proposal been put out to the public again early in the new year.
Right, so in accordance with your submission, so for the sake of ourselves here in Coolock, bus number 27 will be included. It'll continue its existing route through Coolock. Okay, because the initial Bus Connect plan was to take that route away completely from Coolock. And this is just one example of many. So apart from all the submissions received by NTA, would you agree that going forward the NTA still need to engage with National Bus and Rail Union, also commuter groups and resident associations when revising it?
Well, see, again, completely, they have to. And I think we kind of have to step back a little bit here, because unfortunately what we're doing right now is we were responding to a plan that was formulated by a consultant and his team, and he was paid, you know, nearly €500,000 to come up with this plan, and didn't really consult, as I believe he should have done, with the people who use the bus service, the people who work on the bus service, and those of us who want to see it become a better bus service in the years ahead. We, as elected representatives, were invited over a year ago to a workshop for a number of hours in the Hilton Hotel down in Portobello, where Jared Walker, the consultant referred to earlier, was saying that we're hoping to come up with a new plan, a new vision for Dublin Bus. But beyond that, that was all we heard of it. And we know for certain that there was no consultations within the communities that are serviced by Dublin Bus. So we are at a point where we are reacting to a plan that was formulated by a transport planner with little or no knowledge of Dublin City and how it works and how our bus network has grown and evolved over the years. So I would hope that the NTA take the level of engagement and the number of submissions that have been made on BusConnects, that they actually reflect on this and think about it, how they've actually gone about this proposal to date, which was to pay nearly $500,000 to a consultant to come up with a plan with little or no prior consultation, and then be faced with a situation where you're going to have to now sit down and, you know, radically alter the plan that you've put before the people in the first phase of the consultation. And hopefully, albeit that Jared Walker said on Primetime recently that he was open to perhaps changing only 15% of the proposal, bus networks proposals, that to my mind isn't good enough. So, look, we think we've sent a clear message to the National Transport Authority that we love our bus service, that we cherish it, that we want to see the existing network funded more efficiently in the years ahead for more buses to be on the road, but that the idea that you would radically overhaul the very mechanism of how Dublin Bus operates, because I just to make it clear for your listeners, the likes of the 27, the 27A, the 27B, the 123, the 14, the 1 and the 44, all of which are in the area I represent, all of these buses will be taken away and they would be replaced with lettered buses. And the whole idea of the new system would be based upon interchangeability, that you wouldn't have a direct service in most instances into the city centre, but you can hop off one A1 bus, say, and hop on another one, and that will get you into town. And when he was promoting this plan, the man who came up with it, Jared Walker, the consultant, he says, with this idea of interchangeability, which he believes will lead to overall faster journey times, he says there is a trade-off. And what he said the trade-off would be was that those who are older, those with restricted mobilities, and those with disabilities would actually be those most disadvantaged. And that, to my mind, means that from the very beginning, if that's the way he was viewing public transport and how to improve it, it was fundamentally flawed. And I hope that the NTA have realised that a public transport system is for everyone, old and young alike, whether you've got full mobility, restricted mobility, or you've got a disability. Everyone has a right to accessible, affordable, high-quality, high-frequency, environmentally friendly public transport. And what they put to the people in this round of consultation was nothing close to that. So we hope that the 20,000 submissions, which I think many included some of the points that I've been making to yourself here this morning, that they will have an influence and that the NTA will sit down and radically revise what they put before the people in BusConnects round one and come back to us in round two with a much altered and much better proposal for public transport in the city of Dublin.
Excellent. John, thanks again for joining us. Wish you the very best of luck with all of that. We'll talk again soon. All the best to you. Take care and have a great day. You're most welcome. All the best. Now, that was Councillor John Lyons, People Before Profit Alliance, telling us about their recently lodged BusConnects submission to the government.